You heard the trumpet call, right, ladies? The one that came on June 24th when Roe v. Wade was overturned? The one that indicated in no uncertain terms that it is time for the narrative of who we are listening to and how we are operating as a society to change. I call today's episode Return of the Matriarch / Intuition Revolution. I'm going to talk about what intuition has to do with matriarchy, what the headlines are showing me clearly, the importance of how we move forward, mother trees, asking big questions, and some qualities of the wisdom you've already got inside. I want you to be able to recognize it when it arises, so you too can help a new world be born.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. One day, when I was standing in a grocery store with my kids, a local co-op just off of the Tacoma Ferry near where I live, I told them that they could each pick out a bubbly water. My daughter was taking what I considered a crazy long time to decide by my impatient adult standards. So I leaned down and said to both of my kids, "Do you want to know an easy way to decide what is your best course of action? Or in this case, which flavor of bubbly water it would be best for you to get?" They were both eager. I taught them the practice which I teach my adult students too. Using the water, I told her, "Pick up the coconut-flavored bubbly water. Then say to yourself something like, 'It is best for me to get this bubbly water.' Then take a breath. Set the coconut down and pick up the peach bubbly water. Say inside, 'It is best for me to get this peach bubbly water.' One breath will feel more open than the other. It will be deeper, or your chest will feel more open. This is the one to choose." We call it the breath test. We use it in our family all the time. A few years later, a woman named Amy Mercer, who is my children's reading teacher, said to me, "I've got to tell you a story about your daughter, Adelie. Amy gives stuffies out for prizes and for the birthdays of her students. One day, Amy was dishing out these coveted stuffies, and by the time it was Adelie's turn, all the ones that she had really wanted were already taken. So Amy said to her, "You know, I have more stuffies at my house. You'll be there soon. So if you want, you can pick one of these that I have here today. Otherwise, you can wait and choose from what's at my house next time you're there." "Just a sec," Adelie said. And Amy described how in the middle of the hubbub of kids scrambling for stuffies and talking about what they got and what they hoped to get, Adelie closed her eyes and checked in with herself. She was actually doing her breath test. Amy Mercer told me, when I saw her do that, my first thought was, we are all going to be okay. A little girl is following her inner wisdom, despite what is happening around her. For a long time, I've felt us moving back toward a matriarchal way of being. I've noticed it in myself in little ways. I'm interested in hearing from the ladies. I'm interested in knowing what they are saying. I find I seek out women-led businesses. When there is a talking man head on the channel, I often change it. I don't have anything against men. I know many stellar men. I'm married to one. I carried one in my womb. But likely, as many of you, I feel the time has come to change the narrative of who we are listening to as a society, and furthermore, how we are operating as a society. And I feel it is as a woman named Tina Shattuck on my island coined in her organization, women hold the key. This patriarchal world we've been living in is relatively new. I think it's important that we don't lose sight of that. Matriarchal societies thrived for thousands of years before this era we're living in. We are talking about a return to something that has been, about using our innate wisdom, wisdom from the mother, meaning women, you don't have to be a mother. Wisdom from the mother incorporates the sovereignty of all beings because all genders come from our wombs. We look after our own, knowing that all are our own. Recently, I was at a spectacular performance called Standing Nation by an artist named Mick Kuhlman. We were outside, sitting under a giant tree for this performance. She talked about mother trees, a term that the Irish scientist Diana Beresford Kroger coined. Diana detailed how much the mother trees do for the forest. They have a large radius of protective ability. They produce a huge blanket of amino acids and natural chemicals that help care for and nurture the forest around them. Mother trees are epicenters of life and vitality. They protect their seedlings and the saplings around them. What they do can even be linked to patterns that exist in the oceans. As Mick explained, the mother tree also doesn't worry that it is enough. It just does. Despite what you may see in the world, or the headlines, or the crazy scrambling around you for stuffies, what I see and feel is that we are no longer moving toward the time of the return of the matriarch. We are in it. What we do now makes what happens for many years to come. How we become mother trees, so to speak, and or respond to them is important in creating the whole. I felt the balance shift when Roe v. Wade happened. I wanted to speak about that today because I don't want you to get disheartened by what you are seeing in the news or feel the erroneous belief that we are powerless, even if it seems as if something that is by rights ours has been taken away. We are sovereign as all beings, no matter gender, skin color, sexual preference, or age. Now, more than ever, it is important to stay established in that truth. You know it in your body. An old world is dying because it is time for a new one to be born. Sometimes, in the throes of death, we see the most violent, desperate acts. Acts like taking away the reproductive rights of sovereign beings' own bodies. But from my perspective, it has the opposite effect. I feel it as a rallying cry. I think of it like a horn trumpeting that it is time for the women to lead the way. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition radio show. I'm your host, psychic and author, Aimée Cartier. And today we are exploring the return of the matriarch and what intuition has to do with it. I've been teaching women for years to understand and harness their own intuition. It's something that every woman, every person, really, has inside. And what happens naturally when you learn to listen to your inner knowing is that you begin to trust it. Your experience shows you that it is useful and good and practical and leading you again and again to big and little soul-satisfying experiences with ease. Right now, your intuition is more important than ever for two reasons. We are in the time period right now that I call the collective. I've referenced this before in another episode. The old paradigm of the hero's journey, the waiting for the one, or the hoping to be the one, is over. To build a new world in which we are proud to live, it's going to take us all. Each of us doing our part in whatever small or large way it is given to us to do. It all matters. Another one of my new favorite quotes also came from Mick Kuhlman's performance. You can see that this performance was very impactful for me. I think Mick's going to be taking it on the road in the next year or two, so I would go now and get on her mailing list and or send her a request to do this performance piece in your area of the world. It's truly spectacular. I'll put a link to her website in the show notes. Mick quoted an American evolutionary biologist named Lynn Margulis. Lynn said, "Life didn't take over the world by combat, but by networking." The second reason your intuition is so important right now is that creating a new future, righting wrongs, forging something new and old at the same time is going to take some unconventional choices and vision, some out-of-the-box thinking. Your intuition is the fastest way for you to get out-of-the-box ideas, insight, or actionable steps you haven't heard of or thought of before can arrive at lightning speed into your intuition. No degree necessary. That means we need you at the ready. When you hear that subtle voice of your inner knowing, you're going to have to be brave enough to trust it, to act on it. When I was about to marry my husband, we were in Mexico. I think it was my soon-to-be mother-in-law who suggested that we have a ladies' brunch at some time in the week before the wedding. I loved the idea. But when it came time to do it, I realized that the only time we had to do it was the day before my wedding. It was also the only day I had to collect myself before making this change. I had been surrounded by people all week. I need alone time to rejuvenate. I had laundry to do and my bags to pack so that my soon-to-be husband and I could move to our private honeymoon apartment that afternoon. I also knew I wanted my wedding experience to feel spacious and lovely. I wanted to have enough time to do what I needed to do and to spend some moments with myself before I made this momentous bond. So I skipped my own bridal brunch. When my dad saw me doing laundry while all the ladies were out eating omelets together, he looked at me puzzled. "Why did you stay home?" he asked me. I replied simply, I just needed this time to myself. I didn't want to feel rushed or like I didn't have time to do what I needed to do. And this was the only window of time I had to make these things happen. It felt important to me. No one was worse for wear. All the ladies had a good time getting to know each other at the brunch. I saw pictures and heard tales, and I got what I needed, the space I wanted to get grounded before I started the next phase of my life. If I can skip my own bridal brunch, you can make whatever unconventional choices that you need to, too. So, let's talk about what it's going to look like when your intuition is speaking to you. Your intuition is subtle. It will speak to you softly. It may provide an inkling. If you are waiting for a booming voice from the divine, you are likely to be waiting a very long time. Also, you don't need a reason to trust it. Your intuition is reason enough alone. This is a subject I cover in a previous podcast, so if you need inspiration there, turn into episode number 3 of the Own Your Intuition show for true stories to inspire you about this one. If you need to explain your decision to others, you can say something honest like, I'm not really sure why. It just feels right to me. Sometimes your intuition looks like an impulse to do something out of order, either not the way you usually would, not the way other people think you should, or in some illogical fashion. Sometimes this out of order impulse will look like giving yourself more rest before you move toward accomplishing something, or saying no to something you would otherwise say yes to. When this arises from inside, trust it. Your intuition can and will provide you with information it is beyond your brain or your 5 senses capacity to know. Just because this is the case does not mean you should waste any time doubting it. It's helpful to know that most of the time, your intuition tells you the next step. It doesn't give you the whole picture. You get where you are going by taking the next step, then the next, then the next. If you wait for the whole picture, you will likely either be stymied because it won't come, or you will be disappointed. That's because sometimes the joy is in the discovery as you do the thing or go to that place or take that next step your intuition is guiding you to. When I was first moving to the island where I live, I was driving by a place that is now called Pop Pop, what then was called Bishop's. As I passed the marquee telling me that there was a band playing at 8 p.m., I had an inkling to go there. I felt a little pull toward it inside when I saw the sign in passing. When I got there that evening, around 8 p.m., I nearly left. The band was still setting up. There was no one there. I actually walked through the restaurant side where the band was playing and through the door to the other side. Seeing the bar and also not feeling it as my scene, I walked straight out the back door. A man with dreadlocks, who I've never seen before or since, walked out after me. He said, I think you left too soon. Come back in. I'll buy you a beer, and I'm not trying to pick you up. That was clear. I agreed. I followed him back in. He bought me a beer. Then he sat me down with these 2 ladies and said, this is Aimee. She's thinking of moving to the island. Then he walked away, going back to the game of pool he had been playing. I never saw or spoke to him again. By the end of the evening, one of these 2 ladies had asked me if I could house sit for her, starting at the very time my lease was up in Port Townsend, where I was living at the time. Not only that, as the conversation unfolded, she offered to let me store my belongings in her garage while I found a place to live. When I had the inkling to come here to this island, or even go to that bar, I didn't know that I would meet my husband here on the island, that we would raise our kids here, that I would teach, write, and do readings in a studio he built me here on our property. I knew only, go to this place. Go to this bar. The rest of the details unfolded in their due time. I didn't get the whole picture then. I got the next step. I didn't even know that I was going to get to store my belongings in someone else's garage or get a beautiful place to land here. That was all part of the fun. Follow the voice of your inner guidance, step by step, and you will arrive. You also won't miss the joy. You'll know the voice of your intuition because it is calm and neutral or peaceful. Even if what it is guiding you toward brings up emotion later. If you hear it in harsh tones or frantic tones or you had better or else tones or what will people think of me tones, that is not the voice of your inner knowing. That is your fear. That is just your mammal brain doing what it does. And perhaps most importantly, when your intuition speaks to you with ideas or actions to take, etc., you may not get validation from outside, even if you seek it. This is important. The only way to get validation for what your intuition is telling you to do is to do the thing it is directing you toward. You get your validation by following through and seeing what happens. Like my going into Bishop's that night. Even if I had known anyone to ask, I probably would have gotten this response had I inquired. That panda's lame. Don't go. Or, I don't think that bar's your style. I could give you so many stories to illustrate each of these ideas. I have done already in a few of my podcasts and will do so in the future in more of my podcasts. I also have a free download that you can get called What is Intuition? How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. The link is in the show notes. But I wanted to put this all into one episode right now because I want you to know what you can expect from your intuition so that you can heed its voice when it calls you. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I'm your host, psychic and author, Aimée Cartier. And today we are exploring the return of the matriarchy and what intuition has to do with it. With a little practice, it becomes what I call a no-brainer to listen to what your inner knowing is telling you. You don't have to think or vacillate. When your inner knowing speaks, you listen because life shows you that you win. In my book, Getting Answers Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life, I also detail a very simple process that anyone can use to get answers. But I'm going to break it down uber briefly here. When you ask questions, the universe, goddess, God, the divine, whatever name you refer to her by, will respond, even if you don't believe me. So, lately, as part of my desire to usher us peacefully and usefully into this next stage of society, matriarch and sovereign, I've been asking big questions. Questions like, how can I help us align with a reality where the sovereignty of all beings is recognized? I'd like to put it to you that each of us has this power and something to offer into creating this whole. Let us all be mother trees or saplings or neighbor trees who rise to the occasion. The breath test technique, that was given to me many years ago by one of my Own Your Intuition students named Lindsay. I was teaching how your body is a vehicle for your intuition when Lindsay told me about the breath test technique she had learned. Thank you, Lindsay, on behalf of all of us and whoever showed that to Lindsay. We have it in us. Each of us are needed. I'm hoping to inspire you. You can see Mick's performance inspired me, putting name and a specific flavor to some ideas that were floating around in my brain, completing a circle. These other women scientists inspired her and Tess Clark, the woman who wrote the piece with Mick. Another woman named Suzanne Hubbard let Mick perform on her property. The first time I talked about what you just heard me say in today's show was at an event held by Tina Shattuck and her organization called Women Hold the Key. Just like that, by doing whatever it is that we do, by networking and playing our part, we create a thriving whole. It's up to each of us. Follow your impulses. Listen to the quiet but neutral or peaceful knowing you've got inside. Even if it's unconventional or out of order, or it makes you think, it is strange that I know that. Your intuition will lead us forward one step at a time. We've got this. This is Aimée Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. If this episode impacted you, let me know. You can review it. You can find me on Instagram at Aimée Cartier and leave me a comment there. You can also send me a note via my website. I want to hear from you. I love hearing your stories. In fact, they may inspire a future episode. Thank you so much for those of you who've taken the time to like, share, and comment on this show already or reach out to me about it. It means so much to me. If you want more to help you discern the voice of your intuition, you can download my free audio entitled What is Intuition? How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. You'll find the link in the show notes. I've got a program coming up for those of you who are ready to really dig in to what I secretly think of as the intuition revolution. You can find details about my Own Your Intuition program and more about my work and psychic readings at aimeecartier.com or click on the link in the show notes. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.